Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, November 10th. There's nothing in the night sky quite like the Pleiades. The star cluster forms a tiny dipper, depending on sky conditions and the viewer's eyesight. Anywhere from a half dozen to a dozen stars or more are visible to the naked eye. Its unique visage has made the Pleiades one of the most important sky objects in many cultures. The people of the Andes timed the start of the harvest season to its first appearance in the dawn sky. The Aztec year began at about the same time. In Hawaii, the Pleiades was known as Makalii, and the year began when Makalii first appeared in the evening twilight, the middle of November. The year, the new year, and a festival period shared a name, Makahiki. The customs varied from island to island, but they had a lot in common. The celebration lasted for several months. Warfare and most work were banned. Instead, people danced, feasted, played sports, and reconnected with family and friends. And they made offerings to Lono, a god of agriculture, music, and peace. The Pleiades is just climbing into the evening twilight in the east-northeast, across Hawaii and most of the rest of the country. In some Hawaiian traditions, Makahiki doesn't begin until the first appearance of the crescent moon in the west after the Pleiades returns. That's coming up on the 21st, the start of the new year and the celebration that honors it. Haole Makahiki ho. Happy New Year. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.